We're doing it.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Contingency Click. It is episode 35.
Yay.
Oh, extra guests. They don't know who you are. I love this for all you listeners. So, self-reflection time. We have had a little merger or metamorphosis.
That works.
Of how the podcast has been going. So if you've noticed on your Spotify, some pictures have changed, some hard conversations have been had if you've been listening. So in a world of self-reflection, myself being the most needed of self-reflecting, has decided that we want to learn, and I know that all of you guys want to learn as well. We've decided to do some learning episodes. So with that being said, we didn't want to just talk the task list, even though some of you might want that. We wanted to talk the task list in real life about things that we're going through, things that we're learning, which will hopefully help and impact your life and behavior that you are seeing, going through, all of those things. So I couldn't do it alone because that would be terrible just listening to myself talk for hours.
Stop.
But I have someone who not only do I know you're all going to love, but I love just as much. Do you want me to introduce you or do you want to introduce yourself?
You can introduce me.
Okay. I have this literal soul sister spirit animal of mine who I am lucky enough to work with but have known for a very long time, which I'm sure we'll get into. We have my... I don't know. Am I saying your whole name?
You can say my name.
Megan Lanzo! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Hi, everyone.
BCBA extraordinaire.
I do try.
So, okay. Backstory for all you guys so you can get to know us. This is what this episode is going to be. We're going to explain to you why we're doing this together.
Yes.
What we're going to do.
Yes.
And then I promise that future episodes with us will not just be us telling you how much we love each other. They will actually be learning and growing. So, let's backtrack.
Okay.
Okay, it is circa what year?
For what?
When did I meet you?
Oh, gosh.
We should have wrote our notes better.
We probably should.
A long time.
Well, when did you start?
That's a great question.
There.
We'll say like two. Well, okay. I'm as old as I am now. I almost said that on the internet. That would have been 7 years ago. I was here, so it's a couple years before that.
So we probably met about 7 years ago.
We'll say 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Because. So 7 or 8 years ago, we both worked at a place together. Mm-hmm. And we were both in different...
Yeah, we were in different locations, so we didn't really get a chance to work together.
Correct.
And collaborate.
We, like, knew who each other were.
Yes. And, like, I was always excited whenever we would go to conferences or something and the sure. clinics would come together and we get to see each other. But
we didn't really know each other.
Yeah.
Past surface level. How you work with people that you work with, you enjoy them, but like that's it. So flash forward to now. We've come back together.
In the greatest way possible.
In the greatest way possible. So if you guys know, if you work at a great place, great. We do happen to work at a great place. Yes. And we were lucky enough to go to
Orlando.
Yeah,
we went for a company retreat, and while we were there, you were in the car, in my car with me, and the entire way there and the entire way back was just, like, the most glorious therapy session.
It was therapy. Megan's car is now my therapist. It's cheaper than BetterHelp, or BetterHelp if you want to sponsor this. You can also do that.
That'd be lovely.
But, yeah, so just opening up and, like, truly being vulnerable. Shout out Brené.
Oh, God. Bonded over Brené.
Bonded over some Brené Brown.
Some Glennon Doyle.
Yeah.
Some Abby Wambach.
Just, like, bonded over, like, you're a very interesting person that makes people feel comfortable.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's something that I really strive for.
Yeah.
And I think that I want people to feel like they can come to me and that they can gain something from conversations from
sure.
me. And I think that that's something I super come by, honestly. Like, I come from a long line of women who are strong helpers. And, you know, that's something that I've always wanted to really live up to. I've always said that, like, if I could be half the woman my mom is, I'll have, like, accomplished Aww. Everything in life. And, but it's one of those things where if you aren't willing to be vulnerable mm-hmm. with people, then it's hard for them to be motivated to do that.
I'm not. willing to be vulnerable
with Well, you are with me.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
So we joked and I found out a lot about you that I did not know.
Yep.
Vice versa. The other people in the car were probably like, what the hell? Why are we here? But we learned a lot about each other and we have very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
Parallel
experiences.
If you guys could see, she just did. I did. Hands
oh,
in a parallel
yeah. I
motion.
Forget that this is. I'm Italian. I speak with my hands. A very parallel life story, mm-hmm. but very polar opposites as well.
Yeah,
it's weird, but it makes sense.
But I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get.
I hope you all do.
Yes.
So we decided in that trip, like that was it. Like we were like, wow, we're actually like meant to be friends. This is great. So fast forward to a few weeks ago, we were able to also have the experience to go to the
ABA and the ATL.
Yes, Atlanta Behavior Academy. If you've not checked them out, please do so. But we got to go to a conference in Atlanta. Again, when Megan's car was offered, Stacey took a therapy session. I was like, yes, we're going. We drove there again. Many life stories were told, bonding happened, trauma bonded
for sure.
So we then brought up our love for, we have been sharing our love for a podcast called Armchair Expert.
Shout out to Dax and Monica. We love you.
We love you so much. If you haven't listened to that, please do that as well.
Absolutely. Especially the Brené and Glennon Doyle.
Oh, yeah. So once we talked about how they do, so the structure of their podcast is they have someone on, they talk about, exactly what we want to do, talk about life experiences, behavior. They're not ABA professionals, but they're talking about behavior, which is kind of what we've morphed our thought process into.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Dax and Monica do what they call their fact check. So they go back over things that they said during the episode and fact check those episodes. So I made a joke because I have not been taking myself seriously as a podcaster, which I'm trying to
that
be better.
Not true.
But I'm trying to be better.
You're doing
about
amazing.
It. And I want to bring cool conversations to people. So I made a joke like, oh, like I'm not taking it seriously. And Megan's like, shut up, say nice things to yourself. And I was like, fine. And then I said like, well, you have to do it with me, like to step outside of your comfort zone and be my Monica. And she said, oh, no, thank you. No.
Well, so it ties in perfectly with one of the presenters that was at ABA and ATL, Mackenzie, the Burnett Behavior Analyst. Shout out to you, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
We love you. She did a phenomenal presentation on imposter syndrome. And that is something that, so I've been in BCBA for 7 years now, and that is something that I have struggled with for a long time, where I felt like, I know what I'm doing and I get good feedback, but at the same time, I can't shake this feeling of I'm going to misrepresent our field. I'm going to misrepresent ourselves, you know, like, and that I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm always afraid that I'm going to use the wrong term in front of a BCBA who like knows the right term and they're going to be in their head like, well, she's dumb. And so I was so scared to come on the podcast because I was like, what if I say response cost, but I meant response effort. You know, like, what if I just
then you
like
get
that?
Brought out back and taken
right?
care of. No,
I'm
I mean,
you.
Yes, but then we had a long, again, therapy session
yes.
on the way home where we stopped at Bucky's. It's a whole thing. I know.
That was terrifying.
Overwhelming. We also both have crippling anxiety.
Bucky's
so
was a lot.
This, if you've never been to a Bucky's, so we yikes. But we all have that. We
yeah.
all, hearing Mackenzie talk about that.
Ugh.
It was amazing.
It was. So relatable.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. We might have a longer conversation with Mackenzie. But hearing her say that, there's so many aspects that I'm sure people listening feel or can relate to.
Yeah.
And then not only that, we relate on so many other things that there's got to be other people that relate to that.
Absolutely.
So instead of just going, okay, task list item number one is response effort. Cool. We're going to define that, whatever. Which there are podcasts that do that. And that if that's what you're looking for, that I listen to that sometimes too. But I don't learn that way. And I definitely don't grow that way.
I love the way you put that. Because I think that's what you and I have talked so mm-hmm. much about. We've like gone back and forth on like, okay, this happened today. What do I do with this? And we're really using our training, mm-hmm. our behavioral training, to analyze our own behavior, to analyze our own situations, and it's really refreshing. So we've both worked with children with special needs, yep. Primarily autistic children, for our careers, and so it's really interesting to take a look at the task list and take a look at our knowledge and apply that to our own lives and have it be like, okay, we can go through the task list, but not have it be just constantly like, oh, yeah, I had a kid who did this, because I feel like...
Well, it also forces us to think, right? Because, like, there's going to be stuff that probably doesn't relate to exactly something you've ever seen, but, okay, then we'll find someone that has had that experience. Because we've talked about that, too. It might not only just be us. We might not be the armchair expert of whatever we're talking about.
But Dr. Hanley is, so he should definitely come on and talk
about this. Greg. Just, you know. Gonna manifesting. Keep shout. Yes, we're manifesting things. We're putting it out there. But realistically, this is a selfish effort.
But it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, because...
Yeah. It's going to be a great time.
We're going to have a good time. So we've thrown around what we want to do to you guys as you're listening. We have ideas in our brain of how we want to talk about things. We are going to go through the task list. We are going to talk about things that pop up that we want to talk about. But I feel like just talking through them, because I've gone to you at least 700 times now...
Same.
But I'm like, hey, so I just need to say this. But I also think that me saying it and someone else hearing it other than you, which is great, they're going to be like, oh, like, that shit happened to me today. And, like, I want to know what does someone hear. Sometimes it's just being heard. But sometimes it is actually, like...
Well, how often do we talk about validating? Right? Like, being heard, feeling validated, feeling... And that, I think, was to call back to Mackenzie again, like, I feel like that was a big piece for us. And so if we can do that through our conversations, where somebody's going to hear that and they're going to feel validated that, like, you're the way that you feel about something mm-hmm. and the way that you have been growing through this experience of being in the field of ABA.
Right.
And also just being a human, you know, if we can help to validate somebody's experience.
There was once an episode where Dr. Jamie said something about, like, being a BCBA or being a human. And I was like, so we can't be both? We have to pick one? Right. We have to pick a side? Like, I have to be an alien BCBA. No, and I think for me, again, selfishly, I want to learn more about myself. I've been on this new road of, like, since leaving Boston and starting a new job and figuring all this out and putting passion and purpose into something that started as, you know, just a podcast during quarantine. Meeting people, like, at that conference that said, like,
oh my God, you were the most adorable social butterfly. I was living for it.
I was exhausted at the end of that. But it was cool because people were like, hey, listen to your episode on whatever.
Yeah, you're a celebrity.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. final word. No, but it was cool because then it was like people want to have that conversation. So that was the push that took, we're going to have those hard conversations about, like, whatever it might be, imposter syndrome and, you know, trauma-informed ABA and, like, walking the walk. And you've said before, like, I feel like I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure someone who's been doing this longer than we have even combined might feel that way. Or someone that's just newly about to be take their test and sit or is an RBT is feeling the same ways or not. But I feel like in the conversations I've been having with other people, I've learned a lot about myself. So it's cool to just... also then reflect on all of that and have a place to grow. So we've been throwing around some ideas.
We have been.
About a name.
Yes.
For this section of the podcast.
Because we've been calling it the learning episodes, but that's not fun.
Yeah. So I've been saying a lot in the CEUs we've been doing, in other episodes where I feel like... we want to put things in black and white terms. So, like, it's this or this or whatever. But in behavior and also in life, it's not always black and white. There's gray area, which if you saw me, my face looks sad because I don't know. I don't necessarily think that I'm black or white thinking.
Right.
I like black or white because it's predictable.
That, yeah. So being in the gray area is scary sometimes. You know, like, it can be intimidating.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, how you were saying, that's where growth happens.
Mm-hmm.
Growth happens in the gray area. And I think that a lot of people think of ABA as being very black and white.
Or autism. Yeah. Like being, yeah.
But I don't think that's necessarily true. And B, I think that we're actually called to not be so black and white.
Well, and I think that that's the progression of where we're going, which is leading to many of these conversations that we're having.
Right.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
So not only in practice in work, but also in practice in life, trying to live in the gray. So to go full circle, we were thinking growth, gray area. What did we settle on?
Grow with the flow.
Grow with the flow because...
we're going to do a deep dive into the gray area of ABA. The gray of ABA, if you will.
The gray of ABA.
Yes.
I like it. We haven't married it yet.
We're working on it. But grow with the flow.
But we're growing.
We are. So if it changes, we're just going to let it happen.
It's also really fun to record podcasts with people. Usually I'm on a screen, and that's awkward.
But this is fun.
This is fun. Yes. So we're workshopping that title.
What was my original one? Shit You Should Know. Shit. I was like, that's a little aggressive.
Shit You Should Know.
Shit We Should Know.
Shit We Should Know.
Yeah.
We don't always know.
Exactly.
Well, Megan's a very prepared. I am not always, but I've been trying to be more prepared for certain things and going with the flow. I've been doing better. But she spent, 2 hours trying to learn the definition of.
Okay. So I spent a really long time oh my gosh. I was doing research on the task list. And first of all, I was using an outdated version of the Cooper book, which is like a terrible thing to do. One of our coworkers lent me hers and it was beautiful. And she has it like all tabbed, color coordinated. And I still, just reading some of these technical definitions, I don't know what it means to be pragmatic. I don't know what pragmatism is. So I spent like a really long time trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I felt made the most sense to me was that you need to be comfortable in the gray areas of things. You can't be so black and white on things that you can't make a change if the outcomes are not happening, right? Like you could have the best laid plan. You could have a perfect plan, but if it's not happening and the outcomes are not happening, you need to be able to distance yourself from that black and white and go with the gray and change. How easy is that to do?
Well, and she said, I finally have a good definition. I said, that's great because I couldn't have defined it for you. So there's that first step of being like, listen, I think major growth for me has been able to say like, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what that term means. I don't know what to do. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Well, for me, part of it has been like, maybe I can say I don't know, but I haven't been super, this is bad to say out loud. I have not been super motivated to go back to a Cooper book and like look through it and do that study. And not because I don't want to do better or anything like that, but it's just because like I get home and I'm tired.
Amen.
Yeah.
But also like I think that again, not to go back to this amazing conference, which they're going to have another one, so go next year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But that conference like lit a fire under my ass in terms of like we can sit there and terminology all day long, like, I can define this, and I need to know what this means, and let's look at the updated version of this, which you should know.
Yes.
To be in practice. But, like, ideally, like, I fell in love with ABA, I'm doing air quotes, because I love the brain and behavior and, like, social constructs of things, and I love talking to people, and that's why I want to do this.
Yeah.
So that fire that was lit was because they were talking about things that were, like, super useful to me. Like, we were talking about ACT really in depth. We were talking about, like, trauma-informed stuff. We were talking about all these things, which we have in common.
Yeah.
And it was – I've never cried at a work conference.
Oh, we were a mess, you guys.
Crying.
Yeah, literally.
Full tears.
One of the presenters, she looked over at us at one point. She's like, I didn't mean to make anyone cry because, like, our whole row.
We thought we were going to not be invited back to these things. Like, why are those girls still crying? But it was just life-changing. And that's a big, like, word or whatever. But it was.
But it's true.
It was like, okay, like, I can say these things. And this is, I can relate to these people. And it wasn't just you sitting there, right? It was not only our group that we really felt deeply, but other people. And you're like, okay, this is not just about kids with autism. This is about myself. This is about my wife. Like, this is about your life. This is about other people. So stuff that we will talk about will be like relating to those big things, like trauma. Mm-hmm. A big thing for me was I never called things that happened to me trauma because they
weren't. That was wild.
They weren't, what did she call them? Like big trauma.
Big T.
Big T traumas. Yeah. Like they weren't like huge traumatic things, but I wish, and I will, in the episode where we talk about this, I swear to you, I'll be more prepared in terms of having this stuff written down, but I'm trying to remember the way she put it, but basically like we're going to relate. Like
the definition of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, or just the terms of like, trauma is anything that like
anything that and I'm gonna say it wrong too, but like anything that gives you a big emotional response.
Yeah, like how you respond to things. It's not what happened to you. It's right. How you respond. And I always say, like, relating it back to ABA, like there are things that are gonna happen to you that are gonna affect your behavior. And if we choose to ignore those things, we're doing our clients or people in our life a disservice.
Yeah.
And talking to you on that ride in your therapy car, I said, like, holy shit, I have so much work to do in myself. I have so much work to do with my relationship. I have so much work in all of these things because I was just not doing it. It was, this isn't mean enough. This isn't big enough for me to complain about.
Yes.
I don't,
yeah.
You know, I'm good at my job. People think I'm good at my job, I guess.
Well, and that's exactly it. And I feel like some of my motivation to do certain things weren't there because it didn't feel like as pressing mm-hmm. or it didn't feel as relevant mm-hmm. or not even that. It was, again, that imposter syndrome, like I'm not worth working on because there's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, we'll go through all of this, but like we've had all the things that, like I had a pretty normal childhood that yeah. I can't complain about. So like how can I sit here and say
absolutely.
That I have trauma or that I have imposter syndrome? Like I passed my test the first time, so I'm this great. Who cares? That doesn't right. mean anything. And so hearing other people have the same feelings as you and validate that you're not crazy is the most like rewarding thing.
And it sucks. Gives you that motivation because well, it feels like it almost gives you permission to give yourself permission
right.
to do new work, to do new things, to pivot. And that was when we were on the way back from Atlanta
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about how, like, you had asked me to be on the podcast a while back and I was like, I cannot. There's no way.
No, thank you.
But then on the way home, I was like, all right, I'm ready. I want to be your Monica because I want to tackle these feelings of imposter syndrome because I feel like it's worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth that work. And
it's outside of your comfort zone. Like living, well, there's something that kind of happened for me that same trip
mm-hmm.
that I'm not going to talk about yet that I chose to decide to do for myself, which I also don't choose to do things for myself.
Right.
So that was a big step. And then professional wise, it would be a big step. And I will tell you guys about it when I know more about it. But it was a decision that I made to take. Thank you for supporting that decision and pushing me to live outside of that comfort zone. And that was your push. You said, like, if you can go and do that, that's something that's, like, huge to you. Like,
yeah.
I can freaking talk about.
We can do this.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, also because we just want to meet Dax and Monica.
Put that out there in the yeah. world.
The world. Yep. So, you get back what you give. So, I think, to go full circle, this will be learning for us and you. And we'll talk about things and you'll learn about probably more than you want to know.
More than you want to know about us.
But a
anyway.
Break from those hard conversations in terms of like the ones on the other episodes, but also just like still kind of a hard conversation.
Well, I think that what we wanted to bring to these growth episodes, we wanted to incorporate ABA. We wanted to incorporate our expertise. Mm-hmm. We wanted, because we do have expertise in this, whether or not I tell
good
myself.
Good job!
I know. Feeling good about that one. So, like, we want to bring our expertise to the table, but at the same time, we want to bring it with a side of vulnerability. We
well,
want to
I think
bring
in
it
a way
with
that
a
feels
real connection.
A way that feels authentic
yes.
to us.
Yeah.
Because sitting down.
And to a journey. Authentic to a journey.
Sure. And at one point, like in the beginning, I did start a series of taskless talking, mm-hmm. which is still, you know, there for you to listen. It never got finished, and that's okay because life pivoted, and I'm not in the same place I was when we started this. This journey has changed as we are changing as a field. We are changing.
Yeah.
The world is changing. Behavior is changing. People are changing. All this stuff's changing. So this was a change, and to do it in this way felt more authentic and honestly
helpful. Now. Helpful, authentic to
yeah,
now, yeah.
Helpful for what I need. And I think meeting a bunch of people that are listening, hopefully,
yeah.
In Atlanta.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Meeting everyone there and hearing, like, what they were validating, I was like, oh, these people want to hear this shit, too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We all want to hear the same thing. We're all the same people.
I do feel like it was the first conference I went to where, like, all of the conversations, it was rare that people were, I mean, we did bring up our kiddos, but, like, every conversation didn't center on, like, oh, I had this, like, breakthrough thought on this treatment package or something like that. Like, it felt like, I mean, I literally had a conversation with somebody just about how to define myself.
You know? Like, what?
Yeah.
I literally texted Regina, my wife, and said, like, with her trauma and whatever, I texted her a picture of a book. There was, like, something about trauma or whatever. And she was like, I thought you were at a ABA conference. And I was like, I am! Yeah. Like, I totally am. She's like, that sounds like how you need to handle me. I was like, it is. It is how I have to handle you. So I'm sure we'll talk about the task list, but we'll also talk about ACT because I want to know more about that.
Ooh, and 100%.
Like, all this fun, whatever. Whatever happens in this time will happen.
Yes.
So yeah, grow with the flow for now. If you have other ideas, go to Instagram. Let me know. I'll do a poll.
Well, and do that for sure. But then also it'd be cool to hear from everybody. Like, we are going to be going through the task list. That's going to be kind of our, like, first order of business.
Yes.
But obviously in this novel way.
Yeah.
But then if anybody has other things that they think would be interesting topics for mm-hmm. us to cover that we could, you know, dive into
right.
or have somebody else, Dr. Hanley, come and talk to us about.
Like, if you guys want to hear about SBT and you need Greg Hanley, I happen to have a flat, big head of him.
We sure do.
Yeah. That sounds weird. Go look at Instagram.
I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's a little weird, but, like, a little weird never hurt
like,
anybody.
Why not? No, I agree with that. And we'll just continue to be vulnerable. Ew, gross. And yeah, hopefully we're learning in our gray area.
I'm sure we will.
We'll learn.
No, I guess. Yeah.
We'll learn. You'll learn. It'll be great. So that's our little explanation. We hope we kept you to the end. We will have a learning episode a month
mm-hmm.
for now. Yeah, for now. That's what we're going to promise ourselves. And the other episodes will continue to be hard conversations, guest speakers, some reboots of some CEU stuff that we've been going on. But yeah, so do you have anything else to say?
I love you.
I love you. Okay, so check out Instagram, the Contingency Click. Check out, that's it. That's all I have. Check out that.
Yeah,
and check out all the other episodes if you haven't listened to those.
Respond to the poll.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.